The Outpost Radio, the Great Outdoors.
This is The Outpost, Life in the Great Outdoors. Tim Howard here with country star, country songwriter, and good old boy hunter, Rhett Akins. Rhett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you guys today.
Man, it's great to have you here. Of course, you've had a great career as a singer, a great career as a songwriter, but you're also a big-time hunter.
Well, every spring for 5 long years I've been chasing down the same long beard. It's get up early and I give him all I got. Got me an old box called a brand new choke, and this spring it ain't no joke. I'm gonna fool him good and finally get a shot. Well, he gobbled his head off on the roost. I was just about to cook his goose. He was coming in, then it's like he hit a wall.
How did you get started in hunting?
I really didn't have a choice, I don't think. I was born in South Georgia on a farm, and with all my family, my cousins, and my parents, grandparents, we all lived like the Waltons, I guess. I don't just farm and just grew up riding four-wheelers and shooting guns, and it was just part of, you know, my DNA, I guess. I've been doing it since I was old enough to hold a 22 or a 410.
So what's some of your favorite kind of hunting? What are your favorite species to go after?
It's always been deer hunting, you know, was my number one. But I'd say in the last 10-plus years, turkey hunting has pretty much taken over, I think. We didn't really have any turkeys in South Georgia when I was growing up, and now they're everywhere. So in the last 10 years, I've really just been fascinated by turkeys. I love to call them. I love to hear them gobble. Love to watch them strut. I just love everything about turkey hunting.
Well, he couldn't have been more than 80 yards. My old heart was pounding hard. Then it hit me. I screwed up again. Cause he's hung up down in the holler. I'd give up $500 if you break that strut and come in. Than to call a turkey through a barbed wire fence. He's hung up down in the holler again.
But I still love deer hunting. I sit in a deer stand 8 hours at a time when I go, but turkeys have got my attention.
You know, the funny thing about turkey hunting is when you begin turkey hunting, you have to learn how to call, like you said. Do you use a mouth call or a hand call?
I use everything I can. I'm not the best mouth caller in the world, but I can do it. I've got the cadence, you know, I've got a good cadence, and I got a pretty good raspy call, but I can't do it like, you know, the guys on TV and the professionals. But for some reason, they've responded to whatever turkey talk I'm saying. So I'm doing all right, even though I'm definitely not a pro. But I use a slate call, I use a box call. It really depends on the wind. Sometimes it depends on the terrain, you know. I need a louder call, I'll use box call. If I've got one goblin and I know he's coming, sometimes I just revert to a slate call and just use, you know, slight little soft purrs. But it's really just according to the situation.
Now, big time archery turkey hunter or gun turkey hunter?
Well, mostly shotgun, but I have shot a couple of turkeys bow hunting, which was really, really incredible, because the first one was like 7 steps.
Oh man!
This gobbler was so fixated. We had a real live, I mean, a mounted gobbler. It wasn't, you know, plastic or rubber. This was a mounted turkey, and he was so fixated on this decoy that he never once even paid attention to me. I wasn't in a blind. I was sitting against a tree, just like I've been hunting with a shotgun. He was so fixated on this decoy that I just drew, you know, and his back was to me, and that's how I got him.
Man, that's it. And that feels good, because it's hard most of the time to get those guys that close to take a bow shot, for sure.
Yeah, it is. You know, I have a friend named Tim Knight in Georgia who had not shot a deer or a turkey with a gun since 1988. I think he's killed over 60 or 70 turkeys with his bow, plus about 50 Pope and Young deer. And this guy is just an expert on bow hunting. And he taught me a lot of secrets on how to bow hunt turkeys.
Rhett, you're so much into hunting that you actually cut a hunting album back in 2010 for Michael Waddell's Bone Collector. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Well, I've been friends with Michael Waddell since about 03. And he loves music as much as I love hunting. You know, and so I wish I was a professional hunter, and he wishes he was a professional singer, I think, sometimes. And every time we got together to hunt, the guitars always came out, and we started writing songs way back then, and we had this idea about writing hunting songs. And so he and I and a songwriter buddy of ours, Dallas Davis, got on that pretty quickly. And in 2010, we put out a Bone Collector CD, which you can get on iTunes right now. And it's just 10 hunting songs, and some are funny and some are serious. And they range from duck hunting to fishing to turkey hunting to deer hunting to hog hunting, or just one of my favorite songs is Granddaddy's Gun, which is a song just about, it was inspired by my granddad's shotgun that I got after he died. So it's just a combination of pretty much anything hunting.
But you mentioned Dallas Davidson. He and Ben Hayslip are your writing buddies, and you guys call yourself the Peach Pickers. Can you talk about that for a bit?
Yeah, well, Ben Hayslip and I have known each other since we were 14. We were on the same baseball team down in Georgia, and then we moved to Nashville about the same time to write songs. And we met Dallas along the way, and he's from Albany, Georgia, which is a far from us. We're from Valdosta. And we just all hit it off. You know, we grew up the same way, listened to the same music, hunted, fished, played sports. So we were like brothers, you know. We had a lot in common, and it just seemed to click. You know, there's really no rhyme or reason to why you write well with someone and why you don't with someone else. Just chemistry, I guess, all from being from the same place, maybe. But I've written a lot of hit songs for those guys, and been very fortunate to have met them.
And now your son. When I first met you, your son was just a little bitty guy. I think he was 5 years old, and now he's grown up and a star on his own. And have you written some of his songs, too?
I have, yes. My son is Thomas Rhett, for those of you wondering. I wrote his first and second number one songs. I wrote It Goes Like This and Give Me Some of That.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, trying to come up with some smooth, waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're seeking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that.
And then he and I wrote Parking Lot Party together with Lee Bryce. And I have numerous other songs on his album. And it's just been very blessed to, you know, be in the same business with your son and to be able to write songs with him and have success with him. And it's pretty rare. It doesn't matter what profession it is, it's pretty rare to work with your own kid and have success doing that, but much less, you know, country music where you sit down and write a song with your son and then, you know, 6 months later everybody in the world knows the words to it. That's just like nuts to me. And you know, he's doing great. He's out on tour with Florida Georgia Line. They just played Madison Square Garden, and he's going to be playing with Luke Bryan and all the stadium shows this year. And he's had 3 number ones in a row. It's just crazy. I could go on and on about him. I actually have video footage of tons of video footage of him as a kid playing guitar, singing. But one of the best videos I have is his first turkey hunt. We got that all on film, and he shot 2 turkeys with 1 shot, actually. His very first time he pulled the trigger on turkey, he shot 2 at one time. So got a lot of good memories and footage and photographs of me and I hunting and playing guitar and singing.
Well, there's nothing better than music and hunting with your child. Unbelievable and incredible, and it doesn't happen very often. And you guys, like you said, you're very blessed that you guys get to share this time together and share the same sport together, hunting, and share country music together. Rhett, thanks for stopping by today. We really appreciate spending this time with you, man.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.
Tearing down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back. Truck bed loaded down with beer and a cold one in my lap. Earnhardt sticker behind my head and my woman by my side. Tailpipes popping, the radios rocking, country boy can't survive. Well, if you got a problem with that, you can kiss my country ass. Well, I love turkey calls, overalls, Wrangler jeans, smoke nothing but Marmarets. Tattoos up and down my arms and deer heads over my bed. My granddaddy fought in World War II and my daddy went to Vietnam. And I ain't scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland. If you don't love the American flag, you can't kiss my country. Looking down on me, 'cause the country club where I belong is the honky-tonk till 3 a.m. Don't wear no fancy clothes, no ties or three-piece suits. You can find me in my camouflage hat, my t-shirt and cowboy boots. If that don't fit your social class, you can kiss my country ass. If stand up and raise your glass. But if you ain't down with my outlaw crowd, you can't kiss my country ass. 'Cause I'm a front porch sitting guitar picking, moonshine sipping, biker juice spitting, country boy from the woods. Fried chicken and bluegill fishing and outlaw women, and I wouldn't change if I could. No. I ain't trying to start no fight, but I'll finish one every time. You just mind your own damn business, stay the hell